Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator. Rebecca is back on the podcast today by popular demand. I feel like anytime we do an episode that's related to Facebook and Instagram ads, you guys are like, I need more. So here we go. She's back. We're going to talk about ads. We're going to talk about specifically probably the number one question that we get when it comes to ads management. And it's, are you ready for ads? Should you turn ads on right now in 2025? We want to talk about the five things to think about if you are contemplating running ads right now. So I'm super excited to have Rebecca on because, as y'all know, she is the ad expert, not me. My team helps with funnel, backend, all of those things, and she really takes point in making sure that your ads manager is optimized and working with you on all of those things. And so, Rebecca, thanks for jumping on to do this episode with me today.
Yay. Always exciting. I mean, I could talk about ads all day. So here we are.
There we go. Well, now we have an opportunity to talk about the five questions that we want you guys to consider when you are thinking about running ads. So first and foremost, if somebody reaches out to us about ads, what's the first question that we ask them, Rebecca?
The first thing I want to know is, does your stuff convert organically? Like, do you sell what it is that you're trying to sell? Because I think one of the big things to understand about ads is that ads amplify what happens organically. It does not fix something that's broken. And So that's my number one question is like, okay, are you actually selling things organically on your own to your audience? That tells me if you have your audience dialed in, you know who, you know, what it is that they're wanting and needing from you. And if it's not selling organically, like that's going to be a red flag right off the bat of like, okay, hold on. Let's do some things on the back end first before pouring gasoline on the fire, because if the fire's not already going, you're just wasting gasoline. We don't want that.
Absolutely. And I think I know we've had that situation with past inquiries even that have reached out about working with our team on ads management. And it can always be, I don't know, it feels weird because in any other business model, you would want to just work with any client that comes your way, right? Like, oh, no, we want to help all the people. But at the end of the day, if the offer isn't converting organically, then it's not a good fit to go ahead and put money behind ads because it's just not quite ready yet.
Totally. And I feel like that's something that like sets us apart as KSA too, is that we do care about your ads. And I think that obviously we're not going to let you spend money on something that's not going to convert. And sadly, like I've heard stories from, you know, potential clients that come and talk to us about running ads, and they are with ad agencies that are just allowing them to spend money and it's not converting on anything. I'm like, no, we won't do that. We're going to allow you spend money on only things that will actually convert for you.
Absolutely. Now, if someone has an offer, this is like a slight pivot, but I feel like it would be really helpful to talk about. If somebody has an offer that isn't converting well organically, can we share like a tip or two that you like for them to try like right away to like, let's try to boost those conversions on an organic level so that maybe in a couple of months in this year, you could still jump to ads, but you're just not quite ready yet.
Yeah. So I think the first thing that I would say is let's look at the offer itself. Is it something that people have been asking for? Is it something that answers a question or a problem that your audience has? And if the answer is no, you may need to look at tweaking the actual offer. You know, if it's something that you think that would sell well, but nobody is buying it, like clearly there's a disconnect there between you and your audience. And I think that that's actually kind of common, is people will create things thinking, this is what my audience wants. This is what my audience needs, which maybe it is what they need, but there are other steps that need to be filled in before they realize that they need what you have. You know, like I feel like, yes, that's just a common like problem that I see, is creating something and then it not being actually a good fit. The other side of it is, I would say, if your answer is yes to that, either people have been asking for it, it solves a problem, whatever, then I would go about and say, well, what does your messaging look like? Does your messaging need to be tweaked in your marketing? First of all, are you marketing it? Because if you're not telling anybody about it, like that would solve the problem, is start talking about it. But if you are talking about it, maybe you need to shift the way that you're talking about it. Capitalize on how it solves their problems, or how address the pain points beforehand, like things like that, because you really need to dial in your messaging before we can run ads to it, because messaging is such a huge part of ads. And if there's something right. not resonating organically, it is not going to resonate on ads. It just won't. And so right. you want to make sure that the messaging is resonating well organically, just with your regular audience. Then we can put it in front of more people. And, right. If it resonates in one place, it will resonate with more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would also add, and I'll be super curious to hear your thoughts on this, Rebecca, because I don't know if we've ever talked about this before. So in my opinion, and just based on statistically what I've seen from our past clients, even if you have a small audience, it should still be converting. I think that a lot of people will say like, oh, well, I only had 200 people on my email list, so I didn't sell any courses, but I only had 200 people. But who were those 200 people? Like, is your audience just not looking for this? And then that goes back to like Rebecca's first point of like, well, you need to provide what your audience wants. And so who are these like 200 people? So even if it's a smaller pool of people, I want to still see something happening. If nothing's happening, then I want you to stop selling and I want you to just give some free stuff. And I want you to focus just on list growth that is for a freebie or something that could then directly relate to what it is that you are selling, to get people on your list that then want whatever it is that you're selling.
Yes. No, I agree with that. I feel like if, because I've worked with clients that have small audiences, and if, I've started a small audience, I have started businesses from scratch with zero audience. And like, we did the freebie and into the offer and stuff. And it's like, even with a small audience, you should be selling something. And right. so even right. if it's one of whatever, like, that's still a healthy conversion rate. You sell one to an audience of one or 200 people, like, okay, great. That's still a good conversion rate. But if like you said, if the number is zero, like that's something to pay attention to for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So that first question to think about, if are you ready to run ads, would be, do you have a converting offer? Up next, after they've processed through converting offer, is your funnel ad ready? And this is where it comes, like kind of this integration meets ads kind of come into play of like, okay, but what's happening then on the back end to make sure that the funnel is ad ready? So what would you say that you look for to know if the funnel is ready for ads?
Yeah. So for one, let's use a freebie, for example. Let's say that somebody is wanting to run ads to this freebie. My very first question would be, what is that freebie connected to? Like, what is the monetary gain that you're going to get from the freebie? What are we selling here? Because I will not let you run ads just to a freebie that's not connected to something, because you're not going to make money that way. You have to have it connected to an offer somewhere that we can track for getting your ROAS, your return on your ad spend. And so what I look for is, if we have this freebie, I want to see that you have a funnel in place, an email sequence, whether it's 3 days, 5 days, I don't really care how long it is, but let's say a 5-day email sequence that is pitching, it's nurturing, but also hard pitching some kind of offer on the other side. So maybe it's your freebie, 5 days of pitching into your digital product or your course or whatever, that within a 5-day window, they are going to be pitched and ideally purchase whatever product. You'd be surprised how many people want to run ads to a freebie that's not connected to anything, and how many ad agencies will let them do that. And I'm, oh my gosh, I would never, because how are we going to see ROAS? Mm-hmm, like, you're not going to mm-hmm. see a return on your investment. And that's the whole right. point, is to see right. a return on your investment. And so That's like phase one of getting it ad ready, is it has to be connected to something. Phase two, I would say, is very like unique for KSA, for our agency, is that we like to have a duplicated version of everything just for ads. And we do that for like analytics tracking purposes so that everything is very clear on where the purchases are coming from. I think that there's a lot of like murky waters when it comes to analytics tracking. And a lot of agencies will look only at what ads manager says. And that is not the clearest picture of analytics. It's a data point, but it's not the clearest picture. And so that's why we are really, really specific in the way that we track our analytics so that we can see super clearly where the purchases are coming from. And ideally having that duplicated funnel just for ads. So there's zero question as to whether your offer is actually getting purchased. And that's where like the integration side comes in, is it's so helpful to have that because the integration side is able to go in and fill in all those details. And, you know, we know that it's set up correctly.
Absolutely. So if you're working with an agency right now, or maybe you have somebody on your team that's running your ads, like, I want you to take away from this episode, like going back and working with them on like, okay, is this funnel ad ready? And maybe that agency can't do all of those pieces like we would. And that's okay, as long as you yourself have a little checklist of, okay, but here's what I could do to really amplify and optimize the things that are inside of this funnel to make sure that it is more ads ready for all of those reasons that Rebecca just said. So, okay. Question one, do you have a converting offer? Question two, is your funnel ready? Now, the third one, are you putting out consistent content?
Yes. And when we're talking about consistent content, we're looking at do you have a YouTube video that goes live every week, or a podcast episode, or a blog post, some piece of central content that goes out. And the reason that I would say that this is so important is because now we're going to be adding a whole bunch of eyeballs to what you're doing. A lot more people are going to be seeing the things that you're doing and are entering your ecosystem. We want to make sure that when those people are meeting you in your ecosystem, that they see that you're alive, right? That your accounts are alive, that you are posting new things consistently on your social media. You have, you know, a blog post that goes live, or a YouTube video, or a podcast, or something, so that they don't, you know, we don't want to run ads to a dead account, right? We want to make sure that you have fresh things coming out, that they can be nurtured along the way, that of course we're going to be doing our part to make sure that they get into your funnel and whatnot. But there's so many other facets of marketing and marketing well that we want to make sure are in place so that as people join your ecosystem, that they are, you know, growing in that like, know, and trust organically. Then, like, you know, we said we can amplify that on the ad side, but they've got to be seeing that there's a living, breathing human on the other side of this business that is actively involved in the business.
Absolutely. It just adds to overall, like, personal connection, like connection to the brand and brand awareness. If somebody is finding you cold, you know, and they've just clicked on a Facebook ad and they're jumping over to your Instagram, like, we want them to see you and see additional things that you can offer, because maybe they buy something from that ad, maybe they don't, but now at least they're more involved in your ecosystem for future purchases, promotions, things like that.
Totally.
Okay. Next up then, if you're thinking about running ads, we have, do you have a converting offer? Is your funnel ad ready? Are you putting out consistent content? And then number four, do you know your audience inside and out? Who are your people? Like, we can't find more people for you if you don't know who your person is to start with.
Oh, yeah. I feel like this is one of like the most important things on our list, because it ties back to, you know, do you have a converting offer? Because how well do you know your people? And you hit it right on the nose here when, you know, we're looking, My goodness. You hit it right on the nose here, where you're saying we are showing this to more people. We are, you know, finding people. We can't just find people out of nothing. Like, the more that you know your person, the easier it will be for us to find people that are like that person that will purchase your products. And so at the end of the day, the better you know your ideal client, the better your ads will go. Period. That's just how it is. If you're not really sure who your ideal client is, or you have this very like broad idea, we may have a hard time dialing in and getting that ROAS, because the better you know your audience, the faster you will see ROAS, because then we're able to tailor your messaging to it and hit those people right at the right time and right at the right place. And you know, it all boils down to the more that you can tell us about your audience, the better. And so we're thinking things like demographics. How old is your audience? Is it men, women, both? What do they value? What things are they interested in? Where do they shop? Like, all of those things are super, super helpful to us to be able to fine tune that audience, because Facebook can get very, it's a little scary how specific you can get with your targeting. Yeah. Some of the stuff I'm like, why do they know that about me? Like, how would they know that I like whatever, or that, you know, I enjoy going to yoga or whatnot? Like, why do they know that? But they do. You know, our phones are watching our every moves. And so the more that you know about your ideal client and your ideal audience, the better fine-tuned we can get your ads in front of the right people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you can't answer some of those questions around, like, specifically for your audience, like, do a little brain dump and just kind of jot down, like, who are your people? This isn't, I know when I first started a business, gosh, like 11 years ago at this point, and I'm doing like my ideal client avatar, and it was like answering all these questions about her and like giving her a name and like all of these fun things. And like, well, yes, some of that can be helpful. You don't have to necessarily go that in depth with it. It's just answering some of these high points, giving more details to whoever is running your ads about who this person is, so that when they're coming into your funnel, then all of your messaging is speaking to that person. Like, you know their age range, you know the things that they like and don't like, you know the pain points and the questions and the outcomes that you are providing them with the product or the offer that you have for them. So just answering some of those questions can be really, really helpful as you're processing through if you're ready for ads. And then the last step on our list, the last thing to think through when it comes to thinking about ads in 2025, do you have an email list?
Oh man, the big one.
I know.
Because I feel like this goes, you know, hand in hand with, do you have a converting offer? Like, your right. email list is the most valuable asset that you have, I think, when it comes to your business. Like, I don't really care how many followers you have. I've worked with people who have, you know, tens of thousands of followers, but if you don't have an email list, that is a problem. Like, we're gonna really struggle to start building things up, because your email list is the launching point for all things ads and getting your offers to convert. And so, you know, if a client comes to me and they've got a really healthy, thriving email list, that is a green flag of like, okay, we can do right. something with this, because we've got a lot of data. They've taken the time to build out their audience. We can work on, you know, fun things like retargeting and lookalike audiences and stuff like that, that are, you know, you can't do without an email list. And so I shouldn't say you can't do, you can do some retargeting without an email list, but it's a heck of a lot easier to do it with your email list. There's just so many fun things we could do. But that to me is a sign of a healthy business, is when, especially in healthy online digital business, is the size and health of your email list for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're thinking about running ads in 2025, if you're ready to jump in, you have been thinking about running ads for a while, and now you feel like, okay, this is your year. Like, we want it to be your year. Like, we do not want this to feel like this Debbie Downer episode of like, no, you're not ready. Like, however, as much as we want you to run ads, we want to make sure that you are running ads that are going to convert, that are going to give you immediate payoff. Like, we want the ROAS to be so strong for you. And so that's why Rebecca and I wanted to do this episode to specifically answer that question. We get it all the time. Are you ready for ads? So these five questions are the things that we want you to consider before jumping into your ads manager, before getting started with ads. I don't even know all of the first steps for ads. That would definitely be like a Rebecca thing. But before you do any of those things, like, don't do that yet. We want you to answer and think through these five questions. If you feel confident as you work through those, we would love to talk with you about if KSA is a great fit. It wouldn't be me on the back end. Don't be alarmed. Everyone's listening to this like, who is this girl? And why is she like acting like she knows what she's talking about? No, it's Rebecca. I just help with your funnel. Rebecca, make sure that Ads Manager is just working so smoothly for you and giving you the conversion that you want. So of course we would love to talk with you, but more than that, guys, like, we just want you to feel confident stepping into ads for your business and knowing that when you are paying money to Facebook, like, it's actually going to pay off for you in the long run.
Yes. And if we do, like, if you do want to have a conversation with us, we will not let you run ads if you're not ready. And so, like, we have turned down clients who are really excited and have the budget to be able to spend on ads. And I'll never forget this one call I had with a potential client that was really excited. They had really big ideas. They knew they wanted to run ads. They had the budget for it. And I had to tell them, like, sir, you are not ready for ads right now. Like, let's get a product together. Like, let's build a funnel first. And so, like, I will not let you run ads to if you're truly not ready. But, like, sometimes you may not know until you have the conversation. And I think more often than not, people are ready and just need somebody else to, like, say, yes, you are ready. You're in the right spot.
Yeah.
So if you're the kind of person that you are, like, unsure, you're answering yes to all these questions, but you're like, I don't know, am I ready? Like, come talk to us and I'd be happy to either tell you, like, okay, no, I'd hold off a little bit longer, or like, yes, absolutely. You are this person that is so ready to run ads. And like, I feel like I have a couple people like on my mind right now that I'm like, oh my gosh, if only they would run ads, their stuff would explode, because I know that they do so well organically. And so, if that's the, like, encouragement or whatever, like, if you're just wondering, reach out, and we'd love to have that conversation, because I feel like it's worth it to try. Like, hold on, how do I want to say this? Because I feel like you are really wasting potential, so much potential revenue, like, the longer that you hold off on taking the leap. And I know ads are scary, but there's so much potential revenue that you could be making. To the point that it would be wasteful, like, not to even just have the conversation. And so if that hopefully, like, encourages somebody to reach out or whatnot, even just to see if you are a good fit, if you are ready, we'd be happy to be that sounding board for
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely. And if you are like some of our other clients or friends who are running ads but have no idea what's going on, like, you don't know if the funnel is working, you're just not really sure the data that you're getting, like, it's okay to press pause and do an audit. And you don't have to just keep going down that train. Like, it's actually better for your business if you just press pause, do an audit, actually see, like, what's happening when these leads are coming in. And figure things out from there so that moving forward, it can only be stronger for you.
Yes. And I'm, like, so excited. I feel like ads, people, like I said, they freak out, but, like, 2025 is the time, you guys. This is the year. Yeah. This is the best time to jump in. Like, there is no better time to jump in, because ads are more effective today than they ever have been. And so it's, you know, I feel like that's a question that floats around. People are like, do ads still work? 100%, 1,000%, they still work, and probably more so than ever. And so, I would say, If you're answering yes to these things, it's time to jump in.
Yeah, it's not too late. It's just the right time. Like, there's no better time than today. So go back, re-listen to this episode, guys. So those five key questions. Are you ready for ads? These questions will help you figure out if now really is the time for you, because on the marketing side of things, we know that it works. So if you can answer these five questions confidently, then now would definitely be the time for you to dig into ads. So as you are doing that, if you guys have specific questions, I know we said reach out, please feel free to reach out, shoot us a DM. We'd love to chat with you there on Instagram, send us an email, whatever we can do. And any other ask questions that you guys have, I know, like I said at the beginning of this episode, y'all love when I have Rebecca come on. So any other questions you guys have, send them over to me. We can get some future episodes in the queue as well, just really honing in on some of your specific ad strategy questions this year. Thank you, Rebecca, for jumping on with me today. As always, I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, I'm so glad I could. And like Kat said, ask those questions. I am in there to help answer and can't wait to be able to talk more about ads here in the coming months. It's going to be great.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you in the next episode.